It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Where did January and February go? I know that the vaccination process is in play, but we're still continuing on the sort of the COVID processes, so I know most everything continues to be virtual. I do want to give a big shout-out to my last week's guest, Joe Casper, who talked about the Capital Area Race Series, which actually will be in person this year. We've delayed its opening. The first road race will actually be in the trail in Canterbury Shaker Village on May 15th, and we'll go all the way through the SCA race on September 18th. In years past, we had more of a March through July scenario. This year, we're moving it back. So road racing has returned thanks to a lot of good work by Millennium Running and the Governor's Task Force, allowing us to develop safe road racing guidelines. Envision lining up for a Southwest Airlines flight. You're 10 feet behind the person in front of you. You in a row. You get announced. You have your own starting mat and your own sort of time that you start, and you're off and you're seated so that there is very little passing. And so it's been fun, and I know it's got me back into wellness. So along the lines of people that are making things happening, so to speak, and in a world where we still have to do a lot with kind of like one hand tied behind our back, is Phil Taub this weekend is joining me again, or March 6th and March 7th, depending on the timing. So, Phil, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, Tom, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate it, and I know we have a lot to talk about. You're going to be joining me again, I know, so we'll talk with Swim with the Mission, but at that point in more detail. But this weekend, we're going to be focusing just a tad more on Hero Pops. Why don't you tell everybody your background, how many years you've been involved with Swim with the Mission, and the sort of the pivoting that you did in 2020 to still have a pretty robust fundraising opportunity for probably the most noble cause you could think of. So take it away, Phil.
Well, thank you, Tom. And boy, what a year 2020 was, right? A roller coaster ride, and we've had a little bit of time to reflect on it, and I'm really glad to tell you a little bit about what we've been up to. For those that are haven't heard my name or don't know who I am, I've been in New Hampshire for 26 years, and all of that time in my day job, I am an M&A lawyer at the law firm of Nixon Peabody down in Manchester. And 4 years ago, my wife, Julie, and I started Swim with a Mission. Our vision when we started this was to create just another vehicle to fundraise for veterans, to honor our veterans. When we looked around New Hampshire, we see a lot of really good veteran service organizations, and we felt like the best way we could help our veteran community was to create an organization that does fun, exciting, you know, awesome events, we hope awesome, and that lots of people get involved, and we raise money, and we give all that money to veteran service organizations so that they're better funded, and if they're better funded, right, they can do more with that. So, you know, in our first year, we did a swim event at beautiful Newfound Lake, and most people know it's the cleanest lake in the Northeast, and much to our surprise, hundreds of people showed up to swim, and thousands of people showed up to see what we had put on. We teamed up with the Navy SEAL community and put on an amazing demonstration of skills. And so each year for the following 3 years, it grew and grew and grew. So in 2019, we had 5,000 people show up. In 2019, we raised about $1 million in 3 days, which was incredible. And so coming into 2020, Tom, we were thinking we had this very ambitious goal to raise like $1.5 million. We're going to do 3 days of in-person events like playing paintball with the Navy SEALs or swimming across Newfound Lake and a variety of other things around the SEAL canine unit. And then, of course, you know, March comes along and we have COVID and we get shut down, right? And so a really bad 2 weeks. Everybody was struggling. People are getting laid off and, you know, lots of terrible things are happening. And we're trying to figure out what to do with Swim with the Mission, and we finally realized after 2 weeks there's no way we're going to be able to hold our events. So we started reading about virtual events. I never heard of a virtual event, Tom, in my life. I didn't know what that was. And my wife, who's very resilient, more than me, I think, was like, look, this is what we got to do. We got to do a virtual swim event. And so as soon as we started planning that, we started to feel better, right? Even a bad plan is better than no plan. And so we started to rally around that. And, you know, over the course of July, we did have a full 30 days of this virtual event. And amazingly, way more people participated in the virtual event and saw it on social media and got excited about it and donated money than we had ever had before. So it was a huge home run doing that virtual event in July. And then what happened was I started a conversation with Governor Sununu and was explaining to him how our veterans, you know, the worst of all worlds, right? For those veterans that came into 2020 struggling with on the edge of homelessness or with mental health issues, right, the loss of services by the VA, the loss of services by all of the veteran service organizations because they couldn't raise any money either, right, and had to cut back on their services, combined with the increased anxiety, something we all felt during COVID, and then the isolation, right, not being in, you know, being able to go out, not being able to see people, was the worst of all worlds, the worst thing we've seen for veterans in a long time. Tom, you probably know this, but the, you know, the national suicide amongst veterans, that rate's 22 a day. We have seen over the course of COVID that doubled to 44 a day. Just one little indicator of how bad things are, you know, in this part of the veteran community. So I had a conversation with Governor Sununu about, listen, you know, I know you got all this money from the federal government, as did other states. Can we specifically target money for veterans for mental health issues, right, and homelessness? And Governor Sununu agreed to do that. He put a specific program in place, and he had Swim With A Mission oversee it. So he essentially gave us $4 million, right, in around, like, September. And it came with a lot of rules. The money had to be spent only in New Hampshire, only on mental health and homelessness by December 30th. And so we went out into the community to find organizations. And when you talk about mental health, you have to talk about service dogs and support dogs, right? And right in the center of that is this amazing organization, Tom, called Hero Pups.
Wow. So there's a lot there. I mean, that was a compelling couple of minutes there. And I would say, starting with the first observation on virtual, and that is true. One of the things that we've all noticed is that the pivot that we've all had to the virtual world, whether it's these type of events or, you know, Zooms, that if anything, yeah, participation has increased. Now, of course, it's not quite the same, but that was, I'm glad you read up on it because, of course, the road race scene from March to about June was all virtual, and then the right. In-person proceeded. But the fact that what you uncovered is that, and I've uncovered this with some of my other not-for-profit work, people that may not have done it because they didn't want to make the drive or whatever, but can do it, you know, in their own way, now participate. So that was a great observation. And then, of course, the whole mental health piece of this, there's a lot of work on that, and the veteran stat that is so compelling and sad in a lot of ways. And of course, we all know that when we finally get out of the pandemic bubble, there's going to be lots of written about, you know, isolation and loneliness. And of course, you knew that. And of course, I'm really, really well connected with former Chief Justice John Broderick, and this whole area of mental health was a huge challenge and problem before the pandemic, exacerbated, you know, after the pandemic. So I'm so glad that, you know, you focused on that, and it was great that you were able to, one, raise more money than ever, two, collaborate, you know, with the state. It just kind of shows your broad vision. So I'm saluting you. The Swim With A Mission website, by the way, is swimwithamission, all one word, .org, and it's going to happen again. So let's we have 1 minute before the commercial break. So let's start with what you ended with, which is the service dogs, the hero pups. And again, there's a website on that too, heropupsoneword.com. So give us a minute on that, and then we'll expand on that after commercial.
Yeah, the quick story on Hero Pups is some amazing people led by Laura Bacher, who is a Marine mom. Laura's son is a Marine and served and was injured in combat. And when she spent time with him down at Walter Reed, she saw dogs coming in to help recovering soldiers, and a light bulb went off in her head, and she said, "Oh, I can do this." And so she just came back to New Hampshire, and with her background in training dogs, started to rescue dogs and look for veterans and first responders to give those dogs to. And that's
wow.
how that started.
All right. So after commercial break, we'll expand on that with heropups.com. And again, I want to thank my guest, Phil Taub, a very busy man, as you can hear, spending time with me this weekend, March 6th and 7th. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned for more of Phil right after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Phil Taub this weekend, March 6th and 7th. And everybody knows Phil, I think, by now has been done a remarkable job with Swim with a Mission and bringing in the Navy SEALs and the fundraising. And it's more than that. It's all the work that he's done for veterans and how he also manages the funds that are raised and orchestrates it so it's fair and leveraged, and the partnership with the state, as he described with his work with Governor Sununu. So we ended with the Hero Pups, and basically, as people may know, Hero Pups places pups with veterans and first responders who are dealing with PTSD. So tell us more about the mission and who is the champion of Hero Pups besides yourself, and how can we help as a body politic?
Thank you, Tom. You know, and if folks are listening and wondering, you know, how they can help veterans, this is a very easy way to do it, right? There are lots of veterans in New Hampshire right now hoping to get either a service dog or a support dog, right? And Hero Pups is one of three organizations that we identified in New Hampshire, you know, Operation Delta Dog and Annie's Angels being two other amazing organizations that serve that purpose, right? That's their mission, is to create service or support dogs for veterans. In Hero Pups' case, really an amazing woman, they're based down in Stratham, Laura Bacher and her husband and all the people around them, just amazing people, Tom. And by the way, they're always looking for volunteers. You know, if someone's got a teenage kid at home and is looking for something to volunteer, Hero Pups is a great place to go. So they only started about 4 years ago, around the same time as Swim with a Mission. And when we contacted them and the other organizations in New Hampshire, you know, in the fall, in the height of COVID, what we found was there were over 100 veterans sitting on waiting lists waiting for dogs, and there was no money to pay for any of these dogs. So we immediately put that to work, and we said to Laura at Hero Pups, how much money do you need to clear your entire waiting list, right? And we gave it to her, and in very short order, I mean, it's no easy thing to go find the dogs. A lot of times they do rescue the dogs. You probably know, Tom, that anyone who was thinking about getting a dog in America went out and got one during COVID, right? So all of a sudden, you know, the shelters had been cleared. It wasn't easy to get dogs. But Laura, who knows how to find a way, found a way. And they were able to place more than 40 dogs in 2020 to veterans as a result of that. And I took Governor Sununu there, you know, in the winter, the early part of the winter, and we had an amazing afternoon there where we got to meet a number of veterans, you know, a Korean War, Vietnam era, War on Terror, you know, who have received the dogs and got to talk to them about this amazing bond that there is between a human being and a canine, right? And how, you know, that sort of relationship, that time and attention with each other, you know, that undying devotion, the training of the dog to sense when the veteran needs a little bit of extra help and a little bit of extra love, right? And then, of course, having to focus on that dog, the dog's got to be fed, the dog's got to be walked, you got to keep training the dog. And then the camaraderie of being around other veterans who are in the same situation as you with dogs, that sort of, you know, unique combination, right, is addressing a lot of these mental health issues, the PTS, the PTSD, the mental health issues, the mental traumatic brain injury is the word I'm looking for here, Tom. And Hero Pups is now being able to place more than 100 dogs in less than 4 years just sitting out there in Stratum, which is really an amazing thing.
Wow, that's a remarkable story. So the Hero Pups mission is to acquire and train dogs that have the potential to successfully undergo and complete the rigorous training that allows them to assist our veterans and first responders, thus increasing their independence and peace of mind. And by using shelter and rescue pups whenever possible, we're able to help relieve the symptoms while helping a rescue pup in the process. So it's like the best of both worlds. We're helping the mental health, the PTSD,
and
other service anxiety type issues, while also, you know, rescuing pups. I mean, you can't. That's like a win-win. So Laura must be a remarkable woman. So again, remind me how you connected with her.
So you know, one thing that's happened with Swim with a Mission, Tom, is that we've been making it our mission to, you know, not have any one group become dependent on us. We like to mix it up. We have specific focuses like mental health, for example, and homelessness. And we spent a lot of time in the last 4 years canvassing the state of New Hampshire to, I wouldn't say find every veteran service organization, because I'm still surprised when I learn about another one, because a lot of them are small. Just when I think I found them all, Tom, one sort of pops up.
With you. You know, we obviously heard of Veterans Count and a number of the other bigger ones, and we're pretty well connected. And just when you think, you know, that you've got it covered, you know, there's different. Of course, this is the yin and the yang of a decentralized state, and there's so much work to do. And we'll talk about veterans and oral health. But in any event, you uncovered it. So continue.
Yeah, so we found we became aware of Hero Pups about a year ago as we've been specifically looking for other not-for-profits who provide service and support dogs to partner up with. So we've actually created a campaign called Canine with a Mission. If anyone goes to our website, swimwithamission.org, you can click on Canine with a Mission, and that is a campaign we're going to literally run for the next decade. Right. So that Canine with a Mission, prior to meeting Hero Pups and Operation Delta Dog and Annie's Angels in New Hampshire, we were principally focused on supporting the Navy SEAL community. And so we've already paid for 17 full service dogs for Navy SEALs around the country who desperately needed them. So the next iteration of it has been to support the big three in New Hampshire. And, you know, you can't do that without the amazing work of a group like Hero Pups.
Wow. So let's circle back. So as you kind of, and we'll have a separate program, and I know you're also, you know, on Jack's show and others to talk specifically about this year's Swim with a Mission. But give us in sort of the radio vernacular a tease for this year's Swim with a Mission.
So we will definitely do the virtual event again, especially for folks that are out of state in New Hampshire and can't get here for our live event. So we'll do that for the month of July, where people will be able to swim, kayak, or do a very special Navy SEAL challenge, which I'll tell you, Tom, involves a lot of push-ups.
I heard that, yeah. Right, I heard you did really well, though.
We had to. You had no choice. But what we are planning the live events. Right. The big unknown is whether we'll be able to do them at this point. But we're hoping by then the vaccines will have put us in a place that, you know, the state can open up. So July 8th, we'll do a very special paintball day where folks get to play paintball with the Navy SEALs. July 9th, we're going to do a very special Green Beret event up at the lakes. So partnering with another group of special forces where folks will be able to compete in teams on like a half-day event, you know, navigating from point A to B to C and get through obstacles as a team. And then on July 10th, we will have our big swim event hopefully folks will be able to swim across Newfound Lake. And if we're allowed to get big crowds together, the Navy SEALs will be there doing their demonstration. We also will have our National Guard will be there, Army, as well as the Coast Guard will be there with helicopters doing demonstrations. So potentially, if we can pull it off, Tom, very, very exciting 3 days in July.
Wow, and you still have, you're doing some of this with one hand tied behind your back, because obviously, planning meetings, everything has to be a Zoom or a WebEx or, teleconferences. So it's amazing, and I just love the way you involve other organizations, and the state. So the website for Swim with a Mission is swimwithamission, all one word, .org. The Hero Pups, which we talked about, is heropups.com. And if on the last minute that we have, if you were to you were in an elevator and you would say, why should someone help participate either as a volunteer or donate for a Swim with a Mission and veterans' mental health, how would you answer that?
I would just say that if anybody spends any time around us, they're quickly going to realize that there is a lot of momentum here. We're doing a lot of good, and we probably have the lowest overhead of any organization, not-for-profit I've ever met. The little overhead we have, Tom, my wife and I cover ourselves. We donate that money. And so every dollar that we take in, we can confidently say, goes directly to these veteran service organizations. And not just, like a shotgun sort of scattered out there, but in a very sort of thoughtful, deliberate way to create a 2-4x effect everywhere we go, right? And that's what people are going to get if they spend a little bit of time with us. Plus, there's a lot of fun to be had, Tom, and who doesn't want to have fun, right?
Exactly. And what you said is so true. Hang with Swim with a Mission and all the work with the veterans. You can't help but volunteer or donate. And I know we have found that with providing a dentist network for veterans in oral health pain who, because of congressional rules, can't get served at the VA. And so that's the great thing about New Hampshire with people like yourself and people like Dr. Correa, who's put together my Veterans Dentist Network. We can, we can make things happen. So thank you, Phil Taub. Again, the website is swimwithamissiononeword.org and heropups.com. Thank you again, Phil, for joining me this weekend.
Yeah, and thank you. Listen, given how much you do in the community and Delta Denta does, it's an honor to be on your show and to be in your company. So thank you.
Thank you. So hopefully we can see each other in person in July. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.